Bueno.
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm coming from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union for Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not sending anything, and I would not ask you for a donation. Okay? Would you mind helping us out, sir? Is this Juan?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. Do you have some time to answer some questions?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate it. Here we go over here. Juan Torres, okay. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry construction industry?
For like, let's say, 18 years.
Okay, 18 years. Sounds good. Moving on, and what is your primary branch of the trade? And we have different sections here. We have a tile setter, bricklayer, stone masonry, cement mason, plastered.
No, bricklayer.
Bricklayer, okay. Sounds good. Moving on. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman? That's what you do, right? The only options here are foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper,
improver. A foreman.
All right, we can do foreman, okay? And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
No.
No, okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months?
You have always
worked in the past year.
I'm always busy. Yeah, no. When it's a little bit low in the company, we just call some another companies and we get it work right away next day or couple of days.
Okay.
Like a week. We stay a week.
Okay. Sounds good. Yes or no question. Okay. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contracting over the past year?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Yes or no question. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number?
This is
in your local community.
My local community, a few new projects, a few projects.
Fewer construction projects, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects? So this is the same question, just with union construction projects. And also, I have to mention that in any question, you can always say you don't know, okay? If there's a question where you don't know, then you don't, that's an option, okay, in all the questions. So I'm gonna repeat this one again. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number of union construction projects?
I don't know. Really?
All right, you don't know.
No,
okay?
No. I don't know.
Okay, yes or no question. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
Nope.
Okay. Next question, yes or no. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. Next one, yes or no. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union yourself?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thinking about the last job on which you worked on, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, or through the federal government? Or you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment in a year?
I don't know.
All right, you don't know? Good. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that the next 2 to 3 years will get worse, it will get better, or will it stay about the same?
Well, still about the same.
Okay, so stay about the same. Thank you for that. Okay, switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Okay, I'm going to read you a list, and you tell me if you're concerned about it. Which one are you most concerned about? So the list goes like this. Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns.
Okay, sounds good. Moving on. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No, okay. Next one. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, okay? The first one is picketing.
No.
No, okay. Union organizing.
No.
Okay. And the last one is political canvassing or political events.
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Next. In the past 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, never? Or you don't know?
No, regularly. Yeah, regularly.
Okay, regularly. Thank you for that. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, so what do you use to get your news from, sir? Do you use the radio, cable news, newspapers, the internet? Which one do you use the most? Cable news.
Yeah. Cable news. Sorry?
Yes, local news. Then there's the internet too, or online or newspapers.
News.
Okay. Social media.
No, newspapers. Yeah, social media and all the stuff like that.
Okay. Give me a second here. All right, next. Which cable network is your preferred news source? MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, or other news channels?
No, other news channel.
Okay, another news channel. Very good. Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, jobs, and the economy, foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, education, support for labor unions, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Next one. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? If you've seen, heard, or know anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, you've heard about it, or you have not?
No.
You have not? Okay. No. Okay. Sounds good. As you may know, here it tells you what it is. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not very important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
I don't know, because I never heard about that.
Okay, I'll say, don't know, okay? And next one. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party... generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? I guess you don't know because it's about the same thing. This one changes here. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Good question.
Or you don't know.
Yeah, really, I don't know nothing about that.
Okay, you don't know, okay? Sounds good. Next one. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, okay? So, his job as a president overall, do you approve it strongly or you disapprove of it?
I approve it.
You approve somewhat, you would say?
Yeah.
Okay. Support for labor unions. Strongly approve?
Yeah.
Strongly approve?
Yes, yeah, strongly approve.
Okay. Healthcare. We're talking about the job Joe Biden and his... cabinet has done on these issues. On healthcare, you think you approve strongly, somewhat approve, disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, the economy.
Well, I approve.
Okay. Approve somewhat. Foreign affairs.
Foreign affairs.
Oh. Yeah. You always have that you don't know, or you refuse to answer.
No, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, you don't know anything about that? All right. And the last one is immigration.
Immigration?
Yeah, immigration.
Well, I approve for that one.
Okay, let's put approve, okay. Thank you, sir. Next one. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, you don't know about Congress. Sounds good. Are you a registered voter? Are you registered to vote?
No.
Okay. And yes or no question, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done here. Turning back to BAC, okay. No, this one you don't know because you don't know. Okay. And how would you rate the overall? Okay. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? International union. Do you know anything about that? International union?
No.
No. Okay. So you don't know. Okay. Okay. How could the union or a union best improve its representation and service? Do you have anything there to say? How could the unions can improve their services and representation?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I have nothing to say.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. No idea. Okay. Next one here. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? And the next, what is the most important? The same thing? You have nothing to say?
Yeah, no, I don't have nothing to say.
Okay. See here. Next. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? By email, mail, text, union meetings, or job site?
By email. By mail.
Okay, email. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to you? Do you hear from them 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
No, I'm concerned. I can't hear you. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, how often do you hear from your union, from your local union, regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to your work, to your job?
Maybe like once a year.
Once a year thing, okay. Let me see. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat or other?
Oh, other.
Okay. You have independent too. Do you consider yourself independent?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the option of saying independent too? Or you want to go with other?
Yeah, independent.
Okay, independent.
I don't know much about that.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party? Or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Neither. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
What is my what? I'm sorry.
What is your race? Are you Latino, Hispanic?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. And finally, strictly verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just for your first name? Your name is Juan, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And that's it. Thank you, Juan. I really, really appreciate it. And you have yourself a great night, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.